Welcome to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. The Buzz is a monthly message to our community, celebrating what it means to be a member owner of your local electric cooperative. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.
Welcome back to The Buzz. I'm Zach Smith, communication specialist at Boone Electric Cooperative. And today on the program, we're chatting with two people, neither of whom specifically are Santa Claus, but they do some work on behalf of the jolly old elf every holiday season, Q1061's own Damon Knight and Kristen Freechy with Children's Miracle Network. Damon, Kristen, thank you for coming by and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us. This is awesome, and thank you to Boone Electric Cooperative for being a part of the effort this year.
I want to start, if I can, Damon, by hearing the origin story again, because this was a cause that found you, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we're entering year number 16 of the Secret Elf Toy Drive. And when this started, I was just kind of getting started in like radio management, I guess, and was trying to come up with ways, you know, how can we connect deeper with the community? And there was a student organization on campus that was volunteering their time at the Columbia Mall, and they were collecting toys for kids at MU Healthcare's Children's Hospital, and for kids that were there, you know, that had to be there over Christmas. And they were doing a great job, and they actually contacted me, and they were like, "Hey, Damon, can you give us a shout out on your show?" And to which I said, "Well, yeah, of course I can do that. I love what you guys are doing. Can I like go out there and help you guys?" And they were like, "Yeah, that'd be awesome." So I went out there and I saw what they were doing, and it was incredible. I saw the community support that was there. It was pretty obvious that they were doing a great thing. And then fast forward, maybe 2 or 3 years after that, you know, student groups, as they can do sometimes, you know, people graduate and things can tend to dissolve. And I said, "You know what, we can probably keep this thing going. So let's just keep doing this." And so worked with the Columbia Mall, and they were really kind. And I believe it's the same people there today that we worked with even back then, to give us this space outside of Target inside of the Columbia Mall to collect toys for kids at Children's Hospital. And it's just kind of kept growing and growing ever since. And so it's been a great thing.
How did you all get connected with Children's Miracle Network and with the hospital? Did the students kind of make that relationship beforehand in the beginning, and you guys just kept it alive, obviously?
Yeah, you know, sometimes relationships last so long that I don't remember specifically how that started. But I'm sure that, you know, through the process of different promotions, and I can tell you that the mission of Children's Miracle Network and of Children's Hospital is such a good one, and it's one that really organically attracts me, because I have a passion for joy and for laughter and for kids. And you know, I truly believe that there is healing that can be found in joy. I think there's medicine in that. I think that happiness, that there's real health benefits to that. And so if we can do events like a toy drive that can maybe help spread that joy and that cheer, especially over Christmas, then 100% we're going to do that.
16 years, this will be the 16th year, so 15 years that are on the books. During that time, how much has this community donated to the drive?
We are approaching $300,000 worth of toys for kids at MU Healthcare's Children's Hospital.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's astounding.
It really is. And it's a testament to our community. You know, we live in a great town. And it's something that, you know, it's kind of a secondary reason that we do a toy drive, is to just remind our community of what a great town this is. You know, there's always something going on in Columbia. There's always a 5K. There's always a spaghetti dinner, a pancake breakfast. There's always something happening in our town to try to make things better. And so this is our way of doing that. And Columbia always steps up, no matter what it is. It's a great town. It's a giving town. It's a kind town. And having done this toy drive for as long as I have had, you know, the opportunity to kind of talk one-on-one with some of the shoppers that are going in and picking up a little something extra. And it's just a great community. And events like this, I think, can kind of help showcase and help remind all of us. I mean, we already know we live in a great town, but, you know, events like this kind of help remind us, right? And it's especially important over the holidays to see all of the great stories and the kindness and the joy that, that is being spread by random strangers who, you know, happen to walk by us at the Columbia Mall and say, you know what, here's a chance for me to help. And then they do. And they do that big time.
It's the reason for the season.
Right? The reason for the season, Zach. That's exactly right.
You mentioned, and you said it earlier, the healing power found in joy.
I believe that.
Kristen, I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the importance of that.
Damon's a hard act to follow, I just have to say. yes, I think the joy and positivity that comes from the toy drive is just, you know, exudes wonderful positivity for the families that are there. We try to make it a home away from home, if you will, but we want to remind the children that they're the most important thing that we do. You know, we take care of them. So having a toy drive that is able to be there for them while they're in the hospital over Christmas time just shows you how much the community cares about these kids.
Yeah. Speaking as a parent of a child who's been through a couple different procedures at MU Healthcare, it's a challenging experience, to put it mildly. I mean, it's a great hospital. There's phenomenally talented people that are working there. But when it's your child who you're worried about, you're trying to put on the brave face and everything, any of those little things that bring normalcy and happiness to them is not a little thing. That little flashing spinning thing playing music that makes them laugh is everything to all of you in that moment.
Yes.
So for my part, my wife and my son's part, thank you both for what you're doing with this toy drive.
And I think that I like the word that you use there of normalcy. I mean, isn't that, you know, with kids, isn't that what they want? They just want to be kids, mm-hmm. right? And here we have these kiddos that through no fault of their own have found themselves in very grown up and very challenging situations. And so, you know, if a toy can be a distraction, an escape, a source of happiness and of joy, even if it's just for a fleeting moment, totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah. You talk about the residual effects of that. You can see it on the faces of the hospital staff that were there last year when you did the big reveal
yes.
of everything that the toy drive had brought in that year, which was incredible. It really fills up that room at the radio station, I'll
That's
say
right.
that. But you could also see it. Two of our member service representatives, Carl and Amanda, helped with the shopping last year for the part that we raised.
And That's right.
They had so much fun trying to find something for everyone, and I can't speak for them, but it felt like such a pure moment because you're just shopping to make kids happy. I don't think it gets much more in the spirit of the holidays than that.
And they did an amazing job. I had a great time shopping with them, and they really did. They put so much thought into every toy that they picked out for the kiddos, and that's part of the fun of it. You know, especially around Christmas time, a lot of the joy comes from giving. There mm-hmm. is real joy to be found in giving. And you could just see the way that Amanda and Carlo were shopping in every single aisle. You know, they were so selective and they wanted to pick out the perfect toy, knowing that what they picked out was going to directly impact the child here locally. There's something special about that.
Well, and we appreciated your guidance. You were right there anytime with suggestions about what the different age groups likes or what the hospital
yeah.
might need more of. It was
sure.
overall, it was a great way to celebrate.
Yep, they did great.
The holidays. And so here's the big question, I guess, for you both. How can people listening to this get involved? For Boone Electric members, they'll be able to make cash donations to the program this month here in the office. But for others out there listening, or people who just maybe pay their bill online and don't come into our Rangeland office, do you take donations, either of funding or toys? How does that work?
Yeah, so we spend two full Saturdays in the Target wing of the Columbia Mall. And they'll be in December. Typically, the first two Saturdays in December is when you'll literally see me out there. And, you know, know, I've got a microphone and we're handing out wish lists that come from the hospital that have gift ideas for different age groups. And so as folks are entering Target, you know, maybe doing their Christmas shopping, you know, we just ask that they stop by, see us, and pick up a little something extra for kiddos that are at Children's Hospital. And the way it turns out is we're able to collect, hopefully, so many toys that not only are we able to supply gifts for kiddos that are in the hospital over Christmas, but even beyond. And so toys in the hospital's playrooms, in the treatment rooms, think about distraction toys, right? Maybe if a child's undergoing a treatment, having some sort of a light spinner type of distraction is something that's very valuable. And the Child Life staff just does such an incredible job. They're so creative with the way that they're able to work with the kiddos and to use the toys in the different activities. And to answer your question, just look for me while you're doing your Christmas shopping. No doubt everybody's going to the mall at some point. I'll be there on Saturdays in December. And it'll be super easy. Just go into Target or any of the Columbia Mall stores or any store and just come by our station there right in front of Target in that soft seating area and just drop off a little something. We ask that it be new and unwrapped, and then rest assured that that gift's going to be given directly to a child that's going to impact here locally.
Is there anything that you might need more of in the toy drive that you don't usually see? I know there's a lot of things that people gravitate right towards when they think of toy drives, I think.
Well, the wish list covers from babies in the NICU to up to teenagers. But a lot of times what we see is individuals like to give the cute little, you know, most popular toy or something fuzzy, you know, like a stuffed animal. And a lot of times our teens get forgotten. Those type age group, you know, 13 to 17, something like that, tend to get forgotten. So we'd like to sometimes focus on those individuals as well so that they have a great Christmas.
Absolutely. So maybe some examples of some things for some of the teenagers, things like makeup, maybe yes. Things like sports stuff, Mizzou, right? Black and
Absolutely.
Gold, right? Anything black and gold. But those types of things for some of the older ones that are at the hospital too.
Correct.
We talked about people getting involved when they're out shopping by the mall or bringing stuff from other stores to your station at the mall. What about other organizations in town? Can they get involved somehow?
Absolutely, yeah. We have sponsorships available for the Secret Elf Toy Drive. And so, you know, we have our representatives are reaching out and offering that to businesses all across town. And so, and we've had some pretty good support over the years, not just from the outside business community, but even internally. One thing that's been inspiring to me is to see how businesses inside the Columbia Mall are reacting to the toy drive. Like, folks are seeing what we're doing on the Target wing, and places like Barnes and Noble are like, hey, how can we help out? You know, and then there's a place called Go Toys and Games. You know, their manager is reaching out to me. Hey, I see what you guys are doing. I'd like to make a donation too from our store, right? And so we're getting a lot of support from inside of the Columbia Mall as well. So yeah, it's great. We see a ton of individuals showing up maybe with one toy. And then you see these businesses, you know, these bigger type businesses kind of show up and say, hey, we want to make an even bigger donation, or we want to offer a special discount at our toy department kind of thing for the toy drive. And so it just keeps growing and growing, and it's inspiring.
Yeah, that really demonstrates that the breadth of that community that you talked about earlier,
just
all the different ways that people find a way to contribute in their own way to this thing that you guys have kept going all this time.
That's right. And Zach, before we go, just want to kind of say a big thank you to Boone Electric Cooperative, another great example of how Columbia comes together. Because we come together as individuals to support these great causes, but also the business community comes together. And so we see places like Boone Electric Cooperative that truly care about community. They want to be a part of community and want to help make things better. And that's what, you know, Boone Electric Cooperative is showing through this partnership. And I'm pretty fired up about it. I think we're going to have the best toy drive ever. So big thanks to Boone Electric Cooperative.
I'm excited to see how it does. Damon, Kristen, thank you both for coming in and your time today and the time that you put in every year to this cause. I know that We here at Boone Electric are looking forward to another year of the toy drive and a lot of smiles at the end of it. So thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for tuning in this month. Be sure to join us again for the next edition of The Buzz. And until then, we'll see you somewhere down the line.
Thank you for tuning in to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. To subscribe or for more information, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. And of course, you can always visit us 24/7 at booneelectric.coop. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.